We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal.
Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited. It's another amazing, fabulous Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Y'all, it was a crazy week this week. We're about to get into it, but I'm so excited just to be here, and I'm so glad that you are all listening to my show, and yeah, we're about to get into it, y'all. I'm excited. So, beginning of my week, you know, it was good, relaxed. You know, I am officially going back to school. Round of applause. I was trying to figure it out. It was, you know, crazy, you know, trying to figure out the whole situation, but we got it taken care of. It's all good. I'm going to be staying in my first apartment, guys. I'm freaking out. I'm literally freaking out. But I'm so excited. I move in next weekend. Shout out to all the college students because Chile. It can be so stressful, you know, just getting everything together. One of my classes, it just dropped because they were like, oh, not enough students were enrolled, so you got to find another one. And it's hard, like, you know, I mean, school's about to start in 2 weeks. I'm over here looking up stuff, and then I have to call IT because, you know, I was trying to get the class going. It wasn't working. I was like, what's going on? And so I figured out now. I was, you know, a little stressed out a little bit. But it was just too much. And that was just today. But this week, we both had to get fillings in our teeth. Oh, God. I had to get 2 fillings. And, you know, when you get a filling, basically what they do, they just, like, they fill your teeth with, like, this, like, white. I don't know what it is. I probably should have asked before I just, you know, sat in the chair and just got it done. But I had to get 1 on my top tooth and 1 on my bottom tooth. And, y'all, if y'all don't like the dentist, I'm pretty good when it comes to the dentist. But, when it comes to getting those fillings, it's just, one, it's a long process. You start hearing all them, and, you know, they start, you know, getting their little extraction tools, and they start scraping on your teeth, and, you know, they have to give you these, a numbing cream, and then they give you 2 numbing shots. They give you 2 shots at the top, 2 at the bottom. Y'all, it's literally, like, the worst. They gave me 4 shots in my left. My cheek literally was, like, so swollen. It looked bad. But when I smiled, like, my nose was, like, turned up. I looked crazy. If anybody, thank God, you know, we still got to wear masks. I'm still wearing my mask. Hope you're still wearing yours. But, shout anyways, you know, thank God, you know, if I had to go somewhere, I was wearing my mask. But, it was a mess. My whole, I could barely talk to people. I, like, bit my tongue, and my tongue is, like, well, yesterday it was still stinging, and I got my my fillings done on Tuesday, so it was just a mess. But, yeah, and then, y'all, yesterday, the big day, I was taking my little baby cousin with me to see if my old elementary school that her mom, me, and my two cousins, I mean my cousin and my sister, we all went there, you know, back in, they went there, oh, Lord, it was just a while back, like, when we were in elementary school. So for me, that was about, ooh, Lord, like 16 years ago. Oof, I feel old when I say that, but it was a long time ago. And, you know, my sister and my cousin went there, and my little cousin, her mom, T. Montana, y'all know her. If y'all have been OGs on the show, you know, we all went, all of us went to that school when we were little. And so I went back there, you know, to see if, you know, my cousin likes it and all that good stuff. And, y'all, I ran into my old teachers, like, teachers since, I think my first teacher ever, she was, you know, she was there. And I saw her, and I was like, I don't know if you remember me. You know, I pulled my mask down for a little bit, but, you know, and I showed her my face. And she was like, oh, my God, Destiny. It was just. It was crazy. Everything was the same. Literally everything was the same. They have, like, our gymnasium area is there, K through, I think it's K through second grade or K through first grade. It's, like, their little facility. And then they have another facility from either second up or third. And, y'all, it was crazy. Just, you know, being out there, just, you know, seeing where I was, you know, where my old, you know, classrooms were, like the gymnasium. We used to have health class in the gymnasium. We had the textbooks on a little, you know, those little rolling buggies with the textbooks. It's like a metal-looking rolling shelf thing. We had those. You know, they had those set up. I'm like, man, some things, you know, never changed. I mean, it was renovated. You know, some things were painted, some things were done. But most of the stuff there, like, was the same. Like, the bathrooms, they were cleaner, but they were the same. And I was taking my little cousin to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was telling her, I was like, I used to use this bathroom when I was your age, when I was, like, you know, 4 and 5. That's, you know, that's the bathroom I used. I was like, Lord have mercy. This is just, it was just mind-blowing just going back there. Like, I hadn't been there since fifth grade, which was, like, I think that was 2011. So, yeah, so it's been, I think that was 2011, 2010, fifth grade, if I got my math straight. Yeah, I think so. But, yeah, it was just crazy walking back there, seeing, you know, the playground. I still have pictures from when I was on that playground with my friends. You know, they have, like, a gazebo area that we used to go inside, and, you know, we had, you know, nature. We had a nature class. We, like, learned about nature and, like, gardening and plants. And it was like, separate from science. It was, like, some nature class. Sometimes it was science. We would go out, like, sometimes it was science. We would go out there. But it was, like, it was something different. I don't know if that makes sense. But, yeah. And they had this new, they have, like, animals running around. There was a goat, a little baby goat that ran up to me. And my cousin was freaking out. And I was like, ooh, what a little baby goat. I don't know what you got, and I hope you don't bite me, but. Out. It was so much fun, you know, seeing other kids there. I talked to some other kids that went there, you know, and their, you know, little brothers or sisters or maybe, you know, cousins or other family members, they're going there now. And it's crazy how I was there with my little baby cousin, and, you know, that was my elementary school. I was there from her age, so 3, all the way until 5th grade. So when I was, like, I think 10 or 11, so I was there for a long time, and I still, and I was just, it was crazy how people still worked there. I was like, what in the world? Like, one of my cousin's teachers, she worked there, you know, she was still there. They had a little, when you first walked into the gymnasium, they had, you know, a table where, you know, you grab some papers and, you know, you go to another desk and grab some more papers. And I was talking to her, and I put down my mask, and I was like, you probably don't remember me. And she was like, I don't. And then I FaceTimed my cousin, and she remembered her, and she was like, hi. And they were, you know, freaking out and talking and all that stuff. And it was such a crazy full circle moment, because I'm like, one, thank God I made it this far. You know, I'm still alive after all these years. And two, it's just like, man, you know, they're alive and they're well, and, you know, they're still working, and, you know, the school's still running and all that stuff. So it was fun times this week, fun times, crazy times, but fun times. But, yeah, y'all, we are about to, you know, get into these commercials. I'm ready to hear a song from the DJ. I haven't really been listening to a lot of music. I've been waiting for this Kanye West album to drop, Donda, because, I mean, I'm not like a huge, huge, huge fan of his music, but I really, really like Kanye West. I mean, I'm not like, you know, an OG fan, like, you know, College Dropout and all that stuff. I mean, I listen to it, but not so much. But now I am. And I'm ready for Donda. I thought he was going to drop it last night, and he still hasn't dropped it. But I'm ready to listen to some new music. DJ, I'm ready for you to turn it up. We'll be right back, y'all, with Friday Night Hype with DB on We Talk Radio.
Hello? What the deal?
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two phones. Lap up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two phones. Lap up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring.
Button start the foreign, oh my god, I'm gorgeous. I just put the key inside my pocket pocket, might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari, man, in the mirror, how you choose to bother? Someone say they calling, I don't feel like talking. Everything is get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Phone be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the all cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. Got it off the scale.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lap up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lap up and I'm ring, ring, ring.
There they go again, one of my friends. They don't give a damn how I've been. All they wanna know is what I got to give. How much did I spend, what I got to lend, what I did and what I didn't do for them. Bricks coming in somewhere on the rim. Section doing numbers, nowhere by a gym.
Dropping by the spin, I'm supplying thin. Jumping out a Honda, I just got it in. Asking what I cop, none of your concern. One day you gon' learn what you trying to get. Everything on sale, going out of business. Finders up in jail, gotta feed the kids. Jugging around the city, you know what it is. Bread when the business, put that on the real.
One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing.
Find me balling hard, come from grinding hard, getting calling cards from your Barbie doll. When she around me, she know I'm a bodyguard.
Money calling for me, baby girl, I'm sorry. You just die yellow, you not that important. Way shape, I could pin you to the carpet. Smell like soda, I'ma put you in the wall.
Conversation calls a lot of chips. She don't really get a lot of this. Engaging where I'm gazing at her hip. And ain't nobody making no attempt. Amazing clip, hanging, slanging. Maybe we could make it, taking trips. Maybe I was acting too impatient. Phone ringing, hold up what it is.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Got money while it ring, ring, ringing.
Hey, 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 y'all. This is your favorite producer, DB, on Friday Night Hype. Hey, do you need a radio show to listen to? Well, We Talk Radio, we got your back. We Talk Radio Network has so many shows. We have youth shows, we have grown-up shows, and we have amazing gospel shows. Whatever you need, we cater to you. Again, this is Destiny on the We Talk Radio Network, signing off on We Talk Radio. Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DB. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all.
Hey, guys. Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Aww, I love the Diamond Crew kids. Y'all make sure y'all tune into the Diamond Crew. Ooh, Lord. The Diamond Crew Kids show every Friday at 4 p.m. They are absolutely amazing. I love the conversations they have. They're such amazing, young, bright kids, and I love that. I love, you know, just what they do and all that great stuff. But, yeah, y'all, I was on Instagram. Y'all know I'll be on Instagram. Y'all know I'll be on social media in general, but I'll be on Instagram. And there's this guy, his name is Cleo Thomas. And if y'all don't know who Cleo Thomas is, he's from two very, you know, just little movies like Roll Bounce. And he plays Zero. His most, you know, famous role is probably Zero in Holes. If y'all don't remember Holes is probably one of the best Disney Channel original movies. It touches your soul. It's one of those, you know, classic movies. It's with Shia LaBeouf, and it was, you know, he was Zero. I mean, yeah, the guy that I'm talking about, his Instagram, Cleo, he played Zero on Holes, and he was, like, the really quiet one. If y'all remember, I don't know if y'all remember, but, y'all, that was one of me and my cousins used to watch that every time it came on, every time, you know, the reruns came on. It was just absolutely amazing. But he teased us, y'all. He teased us with a video that they might be making a Roll Bounce 2. Like, they look like they're on the set of, you know, he was at a skating rink, and he was, you know, skating around, and there was cameras, you know, little, you know, boom mics, you know, those mics with a little stick on it. And, you know, there was crew there, there was other people there. And, y'all, I think they might be making a Roll Bounce 2. I think they do my ears. I really wish, I need to confirm this fast because I don't want to get my hopes up. And, like, on Instagram, he put the video on there, and he put, you know, the shush emojis. And, y'all, it's just, I really want them to, you know, make this. You know, do y'all remember the cast? I was looking at the cast the other day, and, y'all, they got Bow Wow. Bow Wow was the main character. He played X. He played Xavier. And then there was, you know, Megan Good. She played Naomi. She was, you know, Xavier's love interest. Nick Cannon was in there. He played, he was like the manager. He, you know, he was in front of the, he was, you know, distributing the skates and stuff. And then there was, you know, Journey Smollett. She played Tori, the girl with the braces. And then, you know, there was Brandon T. Jackson, which was Junior. He was like the funniest one of the, you know, the little group. It was Bow Wow, Brandon, Cleo Thomas, and Marcus T. Paul and Rick Gonzalez. It was like the group of them. And they were, you know, just, you know, skating around, and then they joined the skate competition. I really hope y'all remember this movie. And if y'all have never seen Roll Bounce, download it on YouTube or get it legally, and it's worth the illegalness. I don't want y'all to do any crimes, but if you can't get it if you can't get it, you know, pay for it or, you know, download it, you know, rent it or something, then, you know, you can get it for free. Try to do it, you know, not the illegal way. But if you have to, may or may not have to, then, you know, you may or may not have got it from me that you may need to see this. So, yeah, it's such a good movie. It's such a good movie. And there, he teased it on his Instagram, and, man, I really hope. Now, besides Holes, we used to watch Holes every time it was on Disney Channel, but Roll Bounce and my family, me and my cousins, me, D, and T, T. Montana, we loved Roll Bounce. We had it on, you know, DVD, and I feel like every time we went to my big cousin Dewan's house, we would always watch that. Every time, we would always watch it. And our favorite scene is when they're, like, high-siding each other. And if y'all don't know what high-siding is, that means, like, you're, like, going back and forth, you know. You're like, oh, you ugly. No, you ugly. No, you this. No, you that. Oh, you know, your breath stinks or your shoes are ugly or you must be, you know, something like that. In the South, in Texas, we call it high-siding. And so, you know, they were going, there's this scene where they're going back and forth. And Journey Smollett, she says, oh, I forgot this line, but she goes, she's like, well, at least I might have braces that I use. Oh, man, I'm ruining it. I'm going to think about it, and then I'm going to come back. Okay? Okay, I think I got it. Let me register it in my brain. She goes, let me get my acting voice on. She goes, I might have braces, but at least my teeth ain't yellow like a crayon box, yuck mouth. And, like, everybody falls out. It was just funny because her and the character were going back and forth, and it's just like, oof, y'all got to watch the movie if y'all haven't seen it. Or rewatch it. I might rewatch it later tonight because I just really hope they're doing a sequel. And, you know, even if, you know, they're – and, you know, it might be, you know, a different version because, you know, they're all grown now. They were kids or, you know, they were playing kids in the movie, so it would just be really interesting seeing if they do a sequel, seeing how that plays out, because I just think that would be absolutely just amazing. Amazing. All right, y'all. Next topic. Y'all, these people with the vaccinations. Have y'all, I forgot to tell y'all, I got the vaccine. I'm vaccinated. Well, not fully. I got my first dose on Wednesday, I think. Yeah, I got my first dose on Wednesday, and it didn't hurt, and I do not, y'all, I hate needles. It pinched, like, a little bit, but it was real quick. It was a black nurse. You know, we got to support our black nurses. The black nurse administered me and my dad, you know, the vaccine, and we got the Moderna vaccine. We didn't get the Pfizer. We wanted to get the Pfizer, but nobody had Pfizer until next week, and, you know, I'm trying to go to school at least somewhat protected. I'll get the next one September 1st, so, you know, and I think that's like 3 weeks, 28 days, 3 weeks, yeah. And so, yeah, but I got vaccinated. If y'all would like to get vaccinated, you know, obviously make that decision for yourself. Please research both Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Excuse me. And, you know, make the best decision for you. And if you have to, maybe talk to your healthcare provider about, you know, which vaccine you want to get. But I'm definitely encouraging, you know, kids that are my age, you know, if you can, and if, you know, your parents don't mind or, you know, I mean, I know you're, I mean, if you're grown, you can make your own decisions. But I mean, my mom didn't really, I don't want to say she didn't care. I talked to her about it, and she also was comfortable with me taking it. I kind of had some hesitancies at first about it because I was like, you know, which one do I take and, you know, all that stuff. But I just knew going back to school and, you know, with this Delta variant and now this Delta plus variant, y'all, please be safe. Even if you're not, if you don't get the vaccination, if you decide not to, please wear your mask. If you have to, double mask up or, you know, wear a face shield. Make sure you social distance. I know it's hard and difficult, you know, because people are out and, you know, it's back to school season. It's tax-free weekend. Y'all better get y'all stuff. Anyways, thank God I don't got to get no school supplies and nothing like that. Me and my sister, we got two packs of pencils and we got some notebooks and some folders, so I think we're all right. You know, if we got to get anything, we'll probably just go, you know, to Walmart later on sometime. But as of now, we're good. But if y'all need school supplies or clothes and all that stuff, it's tax-free weekend, y'all. So, you know, y'all hit up them stores. But when y'all hitting up the stores, when you're going out, when, you know, doing all this stuff, make sure if you do have the vaccine. But, you know, if you can't get vaccinated, you know, especially for my kiddos and people my age, you know, going back to school, if you want to get the vaccine, you know, please do so. Make sure you do your research. I would encourage people to take the vaccine because, you know, it's just, I think once I saw those Delta variant numbers and, you know, I found out it was more contagious than COVID, you know, the original strain of COVID, and now they have Delta Plus, which is even more contagious than the Delta variant, which is more, it's just too much, too much. It's just too much. So make the best decision for you and your family. Always make sure you protect your family and your friends and your loved ones because, you know, you don't know who has COVID. And honestly, at this point, it's just, you know, just make sure you stay safe. Make sure, if you can, you know, get tested, all that stuff. If you're feeling sick, don't go around people, even if you don't have COVID. I'm not saying you do have COVID. Just, you know, make sure you make a wise decision to, you know, just stay safe. You know, stay safe, be safe, all that. And one more thing. If anybody would like to call into the show, please dial your number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456. And press that number 1 so y'all can talk to me. If y'all have gotten vaccinated or had any other experience with the vaccine and or, you know, you don't want to take the vaccine, hey, let me know. Again, I got my, me and my dad, we got our first, I'm talking too fast. Me and my dad, we got our first dose, and our second dose is, we have to take it September 1st or anywhere after that, around that time. And, yeah, again, y'all, I'm afraid of needles. I do not like needles. I can barely, when I get, you know, when my blood is drawn or even when I get other shots, like, I am not, I'm like, ooh, I got to hold on to something I bring. I'm like that one kid that brings, like, a teddy bear. I'm not lying. Or I sit, like, if there's two nurses in there, I'm like, look, can you hold my hand? And, you know, with COVID, I'm like, can I hold your wrist or something? Because, you know, I don't want to get COVID from your hand. I don't know if you washed them or anything. But, you know, I'd be holding on to the chair, and I'm like, ooh, Lord have mercy. It's just. Oof, I'm that person. So if I can get the vaccine, I feel like anybody can. I know there are people, you know, that are worse than me. When I was with my dad, I was holding his hand, and he thought I was acting like a little baby. But I don't remember the last time I got a shot. Because after college, I mean, you don't really – I don't think I've gotten – I mean, I had to get the vaccine for me to go to college, you know. But besides that, that was it. I mean, I got my blood drawn twice. I got a blood drawn last year. I got to get a drawn this year again for my, you know, annual checkup. And trust me, I'm dreading that because, whoo, child. Now, I end up shedding tears, you know, with that one. But, whoo, yeah. So, again, y'all let me know if y'all would like to, you know, call into the show. Again, the number is 563-999-3456. Press the number 1, and y'all can talk to me about the vaccine. But, even though the vaccine is very important, we're going to move right along. And I was on Instagram, and y'all, when I'm on Instagram, you know, I always, and I'm, you know, going through stuff, going through, you know, different feeds and whatever. I follow, you know, different accounts like the Shade Room and Spiritual Word and, you know, Foxhole and, you know, all these other amazing, you know, cool sites. But I was on So Proud to Be Black. I found a new account, y'all, called So Proud to Be Black. Y'all should follow it, even if you're not black. See, look at other, you know, black things. It's, you know, really awesome. But, yeah, okay. So it says, the question they posted was, if you could eat only one cereal for the rest of your life, which one would it be? If you could only eat one cereal the rest of your life, which one would it be? So it says, first one is Raisin Bran. Ugh! Sorry, if you like Raisin Bran, I think that's absolutely disgusting. If I had to eat that for the rest of my life, I think I would actually rather die. I'm kidding, but I'm not. Anyway, Honey Nut Cheerios, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes, or it says the Captain Crunch cereal. I was like, what in the world is Crunch Berries? Captain Crunch cereal, the berries, I guess, the berries kind. So, again, it's Raisin Bran, Honey Nut Cheerios, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes, and Captain Crunch. So, Well, let me tell y'all my opinions on these. Obviously, you know my opinion on Raisin Bran. I never liked raisins. I love grapes, but I hate the dehydrated kind. They're absolutely disgusting to me. Apple Jacks, I was never really a big fan. I know they're like the cinnamony version of Fruit Loops, basically, and it's like two other colors. I was never really a fan of Apple Jacks growing up, so yeah. But they forgot to add on the list with Honeycomb. Baby, I was never really a big Honeycomb fan. I think it was when I went to, I don't know when it was. I think I went to college, and one of my roommates had it, and I was hungry. And I was like, hey, can I have some of your cereal? Because I had milk, but I ran out of cereal. I was like, how that works? But anyways, or you know when you go to the store and you buy one thing and you're like, oh, okay, I bought milk, but I forgot to buy, you know, or I bought butter, but I forgot to buy bread or, you know, for my toast. And or, you know, cereal, you bought cereal, but you forgot to buy milk. Or you're running low on milk and you got all this cereal, so you got to go back to the store. And it's just like, oh, my God. And even though I write a list of my stuff, I still think, you know, I got it because I bought it last week. Little do I know it's gone or it's a little tidbit of something. So it's just too much. But, again, sorry, going back to the cereal. So Honeycombs, if y'all aren't on the Honeycombs game, it'll change your life. I just want you to know that. So y'all eat some Honeycombs for me. Yeah. But if I could eat one cereal for the rest of my life, it'll be in between probably Lucky Charms and actually three. It's either Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Frosted Flakes because Frosted Flakes is one of those. It's like Corn Flakes, but, you know, it's like one of those. My mom always makes us eat it because we always have, like, literally I could go into my cabinet right now and we probably have five boxes of Frosted Flakes, and they're all, like, some of it, it's, like, barely there, but it's not as, you know, fresh cereal when it's, like, just opened? Oh, and then, you know, you might have a dusty box of Honey Nut Cheerios that you haven't touched in 6 months, but your mom says she's not buying any more cereal until y'all finish that box. And y'all got about three boxes of halfway, you know, filled Honey Nut Cheerios, but they're not as fresh. It's not that you know, we roll, you know, when we finish eating cereal, you know, after we open it and we're done, you know, filling up the bowl and stuff, we roll the bag up. But sometimes I guess it's not, you know, filled as tight as it needs to be. So, you know, some of the air comes in and drains out that freshness. Y'all know what I mean? It's just, again, too much going on. But there was a period where we have about three boxes. Well, right now we have about five boxes of Frosted Flakes because my sister came home from my grandma's house. She spent a week at my granny's house. And my granny, like, that's the mini grocery store. Like, she goes to Kroger, and she gets all this cereal for, like, I don't know how much. I don't know if she has a card or what. But she goes to Kroger, and she gets about 15 boxes of random cereal. Frosted Flakes, and it's not like, you know, no offense to the, you know, it's, you know, the good regular brand cereal, Frosted Flakes, she doesn't get Lucky Charms, she gets Frosted Flakes, Honey Nut Cheerios, she gets Cinnamon Toast Crunch, we just got two boxes from her the other day. I'm like, why go to the store? Well, you can go to Granny's house, and you can get you some cereal. I know when I'm coming back from school, every time I come back, I'm going to Granny's house, and they say, Granny, you have any cereal? I'm like, sure, Dad. She has like, you know, 15 boxes, and I'm like, maybe I got a little Cinnamon Toast Crunch here, a little Frosted Flakes here, maybe a little, you know, a little more, you know, she might have some Honeycomb, give me a little bit of Honeycomb cereal, she might have some Fruit Loops, give me a little small, and baby, I'm secure for a month and a half. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I eat cereal all day. It doesn't got to be breakfast for me to have cereal. I'll eat cereal at 2 in the morning. I'll eat cereal at 7 at night. I'll eat cereal. I was about to eat cereal before they came on the show. But then, you know, I was like, you know what? No, I'm just going to, you know, wait until after the show to eat. But after that, now I want cereal. I'm making myself hungry. Anyway, but, yeah, so if I could eat one for the rest of my life, it'll probably be either Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Lucky Charms. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, sometimes it can be I feel like I was just sick of it, though. Maybe Lucky Charms. But then I would run out of the charms. Because sometimes my sister, Kennedy, when she was little, I would open up the cereal box, and it's just, the grains. What do you call them? It's just the cereal. It's not the charms. But all the charms were gone because her and my little cousin Riley would pick up the charms out of the box and out of the bag, and they would have milk and charms. They would literally have milk and charms, and so I would go in there to be, when you crave cereal, when you crave that cereal, and you open that bag, and it's nothing. It's about two charms and everything else. Oh, my gosh. Everything else is, those little grains, the cereal. It's like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, how did we even get here? And then I got a little bit of teacher milk because my dad, he would, drink, the milk. And I'm like, I got a little bit of teacher milk that, I'm just going to pour it in here because I'm hungry. My stomach is touching my back at this point. And my mom's yelling at me because she's telling me to go to bed because I got school in the morning. And it's just like, child, I just want my cereal. I've been craving it, especially after you come home from school and it's been a long day and you find out you don't got enough milk or you ain't got enough cereal for the milk, and then you're stuck. I'm sorry. I'm reminiscing on high school when my cousins and my sister, I would get so upset at them. I would be like, y'all are not going to, one, they would use all the milk, or they would use most of the milk, and there would be only a teach left. I'm like, what is going on? Like, how y'all going to give me a teach of the, how y'all going to leave a teach of the milk, put it back in the refrigerator, and expect somebody to use it for some cereal? It's only going to fill a little bit of the bowl. I take three bites and the milk is gone. Like, what? What? I know I'm going off, and this has nothing to do. I'm sorry, y'all. I know this has nothing to do with eating cereal for the rest of your life, but I just have to, y'all, if y'all could, hear my voice, I just had to get that off my chest, the frustration I had, because I don't know about y'all. If y'all had siblings or cousins, especially, in the summertime, when, there was no school, so, you were at home all day, or you were at home most of the day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner was, cereal, get you a little sandwich with some chips, or, and if you didn't have, maybe you didn't have the cheese for the sandwich, you just eat a couple of chips, maybe eat some almonds, because, everything else was gone, milk, the necessities were gone, milk was gone, you probably just had a glass of water and some dry cereal, and that's what you had for dinner, and then you just, you lay back down, and, you just try again tomorrow, hoping that somebody would get some milk, because you can't drive yet. Somebody would get some cereal, some more cereal, because somebody didn't ate all the charms in the cereal, but mom won't buy another box of cereal until it's all gone. So that's the dilemma there. But, y'all, that's enough of that. I know I'm going on and on about that. But, y'all, when we come back, we're going to talk, just more about just some good topics. I was looking on Hollywood Unlocked, and it says, if you won $430 million today, do you go to work tomorrow? I think y'all already know my answer, but I'm going to explain when we come back. Hit it, DJ. We'll be right back, y'all, with Friday Night Hype with DB on We Talk Radio.
Yeah. Those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need to hide, throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 to the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, dipping low key. I'm dipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I take kick game wireless, throw a sack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top, so right there off Doheny. Yeah, oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, tossing in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the f*** up all the brr, brr, brr. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna press my, I wanna green light, I wanna be like, I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna take that ride, yeah. I'm gonna press my line. I wanna green light, I wanna be like, I wanna press my. Mama dear, spare your feelings, I'm reliving moments, feeling more residual. I can buy the building, burn the building, take it, rebuild the building, just some more.
I can justify my love for you and touch the sky, forgot to stop the beating wall.
Put the on the pedestal, put the on the high hoop, that's to die for,
die for.
Heat a piper, pick the peppers. I can pick your brain and put your heart together. We depart the shady parts and party hard. The diamond sure's the cool forever. My best shot just might shoot forever like.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time.
Tune in to the Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Aw, thank you, Rye. I love that little commercial. She sounds so vibrant because every time she's on the Ken and Rye show, she's always like, I slept this week. Well, not anymore because they got school on Wednesday. And, y'all, we're going to have a special back to school episode on Wednesday on the Ken and Rye show. We're gonna we'll let you know exactly what time it's gonna be because I know the girls are very busy, you know, getting back from school. They might be a little smelly, so they need to take a shower. They need to eat, you know, all that good stuff. They might have homework on the first day too. So they're getting back to normal, and I'm excited for them. And I know they're not excited, but I'm excited for them. I know they're gonna do great this year. They're actually going to be sophomores, which is crazy, absolutely crazy. I was dropping my sister off at school last week because they were doing the tour of her school, you know, for the incoming students or, you know, because of the pandemic, you know, some kids, some parents were like, look, you go in here, these are the virtual classes, sign up, bit about boom. So, but a lot of them that are going back in the classroom, you know, don't know, you know, where to go. So they did a tour of the school. And when I'm telling you, I don't know why, I don't know if it was just my emotions or I don't know what it was, but I pulled up to the school
And I started getting teary-eyed because I was like, my baby sister is in the 10th grade. And my cousin is in the 10th grade. And it just hit me like a truck. I was like, not me in the car crying, child. I was like, pull it together. I called her, and I was like, hey, I'm outside. And, you know, she came to the car, and I was trying to pull it together. And I was just talking to her in the car, and I was like, can you believe, like, you're in the 10th grade, dude. Like, 10th grade, like, this isn't, you know, I mean, she hasn't been in school since, like, physically in school since second semester of her 8th grade year. So she was still in middle school when the pandemic happened, which is crazy because it's just crazy that we've been in this global pandemic for so long. But, it's crazy that, you know, like, my little cousins are, like, you know, there's four girls and there's four boys, you know, out of the, you know, we're all the grandkids. Out of all the grandkids, there's five girls and four boys. And, you know, they're Rye, Ken, and my other cousin, Princeton, they're the youngest. Their birthdays are September. Kennedy's in September. Princeton is in December. And then Riley is in May. And so, like, their birthdays are, I mean, they're not together, but they're all around the same age, and they'll all be graduating at the same time. And it's just crazy that, like, they graduate in 2 years. Like, all of my granny's grandkids, like, they're all going to be either college graduates or in college, which is just, child. Pray for us. Pray for our granny. Pray for y'all, because we're all going to be, we're all going to be adults, which is just insane. It's insane. In 2 years, they're going to be adults. Like, my sister, Kennedy, is going to be 16 in September. Like, what? It's weird. You know, when your siblings grow up, it's just like, oh, my God, like, ew. It's getting weird now. Go back to being, you know, little Kennedy that jumped off things and, you know, jumped off the walls and, you know, talk like this and, you know, just love, you know, being active and fun. Now her and Rye love, you know, they just want to sleep all day. And it's just like, no. What happened to the fun, exciting girls and, you know, running around and doing all that? And I know, you know, as they get older, they're attached to their phones, and they play this game, y'all, and they're always like, opponents move. And I don't know what they're playing, but it is just, it's just hilarious. But I just can't believe they're growing up, and it's weird when your cousins are, you know, when your baby cousins are, we're not far apart in age, but when they start growing up, it's just like, oh, my God, like, we're all, like, on the same, like, we're about to be on the same, we're all about to be adults. Like, what? It's just, it's weird. I'm going to stop talking about it. Anyways, y'all, I was looking at the Shade Room, and I would like, I think I have a caller on the line. I would like for our callers, you know, to tune in. Again, if you want to tune in, you can tune in. You can call the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456. And press the number 1, you know, to be able to call into the show and, you know, answer this question if y'all have any thoughts. So I was on the Shade Room, and I was, you know, looking through. They always have, you know, they always have random stuff. Like, there was one, they were like, what's the best ramen noodles flavor? And I'm like, yeah, that is just irrelevant. Shrimp, but irrelevant. Shrimp is, you know, my favorite. But they had, oh, I'm sorry, not, I said Shade Room. Spiritual Words. Sorry, guys. They had a question, and they said, what are some challenges women face that men aren't always privileged to know? And I know, you know, a lot of women and men listen to my show. So, men, you're going to get some education real quick. I was looking through the comments because, you know, there's, you know, the things like, you know, childbirth and, you know, getting your period and, you know, having societal standards set up on you. But I was reading this comment, and it's the comment is at, I think it's Refills, R-I-E-Fields, and she just said it perfectly. She said, simply being a woman, women are now getting physically harassed more than ever for turning men down. Nothing is ever taken as seriously as it actually is. childbirth, sexism, periods, hormonal imbalance, emotions, body shaming, irrational standards, and single parenthood. Now, that's not to say that some men don't face some of these issues, but they're most commonly placed on the female race, or, you know, the female gender. And men quite often say that they could do the same, but very seldom even attempt. I just thought she said that so beautifully. There was one lady, she said, how uncomfortable a bra is. I know that's right. Oh, my goodness. Boys, they don't have to worry about getting a bra sizing. Like, you don't have to worry about that. Like, you know, just all the different things that, you know, just come with being a woman. I think it's, I was thinking on more of like a deeper level, like equal pay and, you know, I'm more like when it comes to more like social issues like equal pay and, you know, especially for black women, being the angry black woman. And I'm not saying, you know, some men, especially black men or men of color, when they maybe even raise their voice a little bit or they're being more assertive than usual, they get labeled as an angry black man. But, you know, you usually, when you hear the term or when a woman raises her voice or when a woman of color raises her voice or, you know, it has some assertiveness in her voice, she's automatically seen as angry or volatile or aggressive. And it's just like, no, most of the time I'm just passionate. Like when I talk about, when you talk about social justice issues and, you know, you're talking to somebody that sometimes might not understand, yeah, you're going to get, you know, frustrated. Or like when you're talking to a man about, you know, how hard it is to be, excuse me, it's just hard living in general, one. Our world is, you know, so crazy these days, but just especially as a woman, it's hard, you know, being, you know, sometimes if you're the financial breadwinner, sometimes you're seen, or if you want to go out and you really want to, you know, just go for your dreams and your goals, or, and you don't want to get married, or you don't want to have kids. Like, personally, I think obviously if I get married, I'm probably just going to have kids anyways. Like, I think God has just already written that in his, you know, plan for me. But as of now, like, I do not want kids. I mean, let's say if I get married in the next 2 years, like, my mind isn't automatically going to be like, yeah, like, let me have kids. But I know a lot of men, a lot of mature men, you know, when they get married, like, a lot of them don't really want to wait, you know, and have kids. I mean, some of them, you know, they, you know, talk to their wives, but a lot of, you know, a lot of young men that have a desire to be married, a lot of the times it's because they, you know, they want to find a partner and they also want to be a father. And it's just like, man, I'm not trying to be a mommy. Like, being a mommy is tough. Shout out to all the amazing moms. Shout out to my mom, my aunt, you know, my cousin, my granny, and all my other aunts and family members that are moms, all of the moms that are listening, because y'all's job is not easy. Like, I was with my cousin the other day, and my cousin, she's so well-behaved. She's so sweet. But it's just, like, it's hard. We're in Texas, and it's hot. It was me and her. After yesterday, I was with her. We went to the duck pond. We fed some ducks, and then, we were just driving around. And we went to her middle school. She goes to my old elementary school, like I was saying. We went there, and it was just crazy because, I mean, she was well behaved, but sometimes, you know, she would just, I would be talking and I would hold her hand and then she would just run off. And I'm like, wait, come back. And I would run after her and I'd be like, hey, I said, hey, you can't just run off like that. And she'd be like, I know, I'm just excited. And I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. Or she, you know, she would feed the ducks. And then, we would throw the bread in there, and she was trying to get close to the water. And I'm like, no, and I would snatch her off, and I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. You know, I'll be holding her hand, and then she'd be, like, trying to run and throw it. And I'm like, hey, no, look, I can't swim, and you can't swim. We're both going to be drowning if we do this. And it's just like, oh, Lord. I didn't even have it for a full – I was with her for only, like, 5 hours. So it's just like, imagine me being somebody's mother. I mean, obviously, you know, I would have a husband that would help, but I know some moms out there. Y'all know how the men are. It's just like you ask them to do one thing, They do enough. I know some, you know, some men are very, very helpful. I don't want to, you know, bash the men. But, you know, women are expected, I think, to step up to the plate, you know, more because, you know, we obviously, you know, if you're, you know, able to, you know, birth this child and, you know, feed the child, nurse the child, you know, change the diapers, all that. And even though, you know, the men are great help and they're amazing fathers, you know, I think as a, you know, society or, you know, just as a the norm, I guess, not society, but just the norm is, you know, for the mother is the, you know, main provider for the child because obviously she, you know, grew the child in her stomach and she has, I guess, more of a, you know, connection with the child and all that different stuff. But I was going to ask Ms. Kia D, I believe she is on the line, and I was going to ask her, you know, what are some challenges that she thinks that women face that, you know, men are always, you know, privileged to know if, you know, she's on the line.
Well, hey, hey, Kia D is in the building. I got CP with me in the building as well. What's up, CP? Well, I think she's here somewhere.
What's
I know
up,
she
guys?
Is. She's here.
Oh, there she is.
There she is. What's
yes,
going on, CP?
Yes. Hey, hey. Good
great show,
show
tonight. Yeah, great show tonight.
Thank you.
You know,
so
one of the things, hey, one of the things, and I remember we were talking about this, matter of fact, it was last night, and we were talking. Sometimes I think that men are not privileged to know a woman's weight.
Her weight?
Yes.
You're saying
interesting.
Like,
that's a new one.
What difference does it make what you weigh?
Oh, what you weigh. Okay, gotcha.
Weigh. Remember? Weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it,
what
bald,
difference does it make? Right. Yeah, what difference? Why would he care? Right.
Right, yeah. But some men make a big to do about a woman's weight.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you know,
when you're married and, like, you know, your weight changes, or, like, let's say if you're dating somebody and, like, let's say he likes big girls, and, I mean, I'm not the thickest of the bunch. I got a little meat on me. I'm trying. But, like, let's say, are you, like, when you're dating or, like, when you're already married and, or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, so when you're saying, like, when it comes to, like, his preference of, you know, how a woman should care herself.
Right, well, you know, sometimes in a conversation somebody may, you know, a gentleman might ask, so what do you weigh, you know? Like, you really need to be at a gym or something. What do you weigh?
Wow. That's, like, rude.
Can I ask you how much I weigh? I'll be like, the armor of God. I got the what is it called?
Hallelujah, fellow. I'm weighed down with the armor of God. I'm heavy weighted. Hallelujah.
I'm weighed down with
the armor
of God.
That's how
But you know, one thing I do know is, you know, if a man has a preference to something that he actually likes or wants. And if you're specifically not that, you know, people can love it, you know, even if it's not that one thing that, you know, they've dreamed of all their lives. When they fall in love with you, they fall in love with you. But if that person, and it's all about the individual, you know, if that particular person is dead set on what he wants, and you got to be 120, 510, 32, double D, or whatever, thick in the waist and high booty arches and all that stuff, he's going to always desire and want that, and it's going to always put a it's going to always put a strain on the woman that he's with, who's not potentially going to be able to fill those shoes for him, you know. So it's one of those things where, you know, as women, you know, we have to, you know, as especially, you know, when we're in that dating season, you know, it's important to pay attention to who we're dating. You know, is he exuding these kinds of traits where I feel like, you know what, even if I change this, that, and the other, you know, or if I change it, you know, is it going to make him happy? Well, if you're changing yourself to make him happy anyway, he's not the one.
Right.
He's just not the one.
Yep. That's very, very true.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not the one. Yeah, well, at all. And Destiny, my favorite cereal is O's. I could eat that all day. And yes, I agree that men will never understand a cycle. They won't understand it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Des.
Absolutely. Can you say your cereal again? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
O's. Have you ever had O's? O-H-S.
Oh, yes.
They don't sell them everywhere. It's a specialty kind of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't sell them everywhere because I'll never forget. I went to certain stores trying to find them. I was going to, like, Albertsons and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But they only sell them at Walmart now, which is really interesting.
What?
And it's not a Walmart brand, but I can only
right.
find it at Walmart. It's called O's. They are so delicious. It's
right.
it's Huh?
It's like a frog on the front, right?
Yeah, is it a frog on the front? I think so, maybe. It's a yellow box.
Oh.
I know it's a yellow box, and it's like if you've ever eaten Cheerios, it's a bigger Cheerio, and
yes.
it has yeah, it's a bigger Cheerio, and it had no, and there's no frog on the front, but it's
is
like. It's called Honey Graham O's is what it's called. And it's a post cereal.
They sell them at Target for $2.99.
See? Listen. Next time, pick a sister up a box.
I will.
Those are good.
I will.
Like, it's Honey Graham's. It's got drizzles of honey on it.
Yeah.
It has a big crunch. It's got O's baked inside of it, like not O's. It's got wheat grain type of granola. That's it, granola baked inside of it. I mean, it's delicious, crunchy cereal. I mean, it's just great. Yeah,
I like
yeah,
Rice Krispies. Yeah, do you eat them with sugar or no sugar?
Oh, definitely with sugar.
Yeah. They have Frosted Krispies. They came out with Frosted Krispies, like, a couple years ago. And my mom said we had to stop eating it because it was too much sugar and we wouldn't go to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, my. Is that
yeah.
in later years or was that when you were a little girl?
Oh, no, I was probably little. I was probably, like, 12, 13. Well, not little, like 12, 13. I was, like, early teenage years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Rice Krispies, too. I mean, honeycombs.
Yeah.
From when the first time I had honeycombs is, I don't know if it was in college, but I get, like, every time I get it, it's there, because usually me and Kennedy, my mom is like, you get a box and Kennedy gets a box. Or, you know, I tell Kennedy, I'm like, okay, I'll get a box, or... You know, we decide on one box, and we always go back and forth. I'll try to get some Frosted Flakes. And she's like, no, I want Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I'm like, Kennedy, mom is going to say that, you know, it's too much sugar. So we can't get that. And so we usually just decide on Fruit Loops. we get two things of Fruit Loops.
Oh,
but yeah,
wow. Okay.
Or, you know, I call it Granny, but Miss CP, she has a mini grocery store at her house, and I get all my cereal from her. I do get honeycombs.
Right.
I get them at her house.
Right.
All the time. And when you got me, I think the last time, not when I was over there yesterday, but when I was over there the last time, and I got some cereal, I had that. You gave me that big box of honeycombs, and I was gone. 3 days afterwards, it was gone.
Wow. So that's your favorite honeycomb, huh?
It's one of my favorites because it's not, it's like, you know, they're big. It's like the big little combs, and, like, it's not too sweet.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and it's not like, Kennedy can eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch for the rest of her life, probably. I can't,
wow.
as I get older. Like, it's just too, sometimes it's just too much sugar. I mean, even though I'm about to eat some now, I mean, you know, after the show's over, you know, sometimes it's, you know, I don't like too much sugar. Like, Frosted Flakes, it's, you know, frosted, but it's not overbearing. Like,
right.
Toast Crunch sometimes. So, yeah.
Right.
But
well.
I also had another question for you guys. After
sure.
find it because I saved. Oh, I'm sorry. I was gonna say this before the break went up. But it says on Hollywood on Rock, it says if you won 300 and sorry, if you won $430 million today, do you go to work tomorrow?
I would.
If you got the lottery.
Yeah, I would.
I would.
I would. Yeah, I would.
I would wait until it came to my account, and as soon as it goes to my account.
Yeah, you have to make sure it has already hit the bank before you start deciding what day you're not going to go back to work.
I can tell you right now, I'm not going. I'm gonna call them and tell them y'all can kiss my big pinky toe.
Oh, even though it hadn't hit the bank yet?
I believe it's coming. I'm just gonna keep believing on faith that it's gonna come.
Lord have mercy.
If it don't hit, I'm screwed. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If I win that kind of money, if I win that kind of money, you know, I mean, boy, I tell you, it's so interesting what people do. You know, the first thing they do when they win money, you know, like that. You know.
Exactly.
For me, the first thing that I'm definitely gonna do is quit my job. No, but my job, I own them, so it's kind of hard to quit them. You know.
I know that's
right.
Well, you know, you could, I guess, you know, if you wanted, I guess, you know, you could get whatever you want, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you know, I would go in and probably finish out the week and then just let them know, you know, that I'm just not coming back, but I will send them some cookies.
See, you're just so nice. You're just so sweet. But you do love your job, though.
Yeah.
They're like, let me hold
$300? Oh, yes, I can let you hold it. Matter of fact, I'm just going to give it to you. I don't even want you to pay it back.
Yeah, you can get if you have $430 million, you could probably give them $1,000.
Well, no, I'd give you more than that. How about $1 million?
Well, you can go ahead. Oh, yeah. That would be a great send-off. Just take the money. Don't expect me back. Y'all have a good life.
Yeah.
But, Greg, I feel
if I got that kind of money, I would, you know, I would give it to most of it to my family members.
Oh, yeah, I would, too. Absolutely.
To make sure that they, you know, had a good life, you know, because, hey, let's face it, what else do I need?
Yeah. Well, you could, you know, do some more renovations to your house if you want to.
Let's get it straight. No more renovations. We're moving on up
to the east. Moving on.
The deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yep.
I'm gonna go find me a beautiful. A piece of land by the lake and build me a really, really nice house on by the lake.
That's what I'm talking about, CP. That's what I'm talking about, CP.
Yeah.
Come through.
Yeah.
Yep. You were getting.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the life right there. Nice little house on the lake. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You own the property. You own the land. Yeah, that's the best way to go.
You can put your money in stock if you want to.
Yeah, you can do what you want to with that kind of money, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't be going out trying to buy 10 cars or anything like that, you know, but I'd like to have a house by the lake.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I feel like if I had all that money, I would still be very frugal, like very penny-pinchy. Like if you owe me, if you give me, like, you know, if you owe me, you know, $100,000 or something, I'll be like, look, just keep, hopefully you don't owe me that much money, but like if you owe me like, you know, a couple dollars, I'll be like, look, keep it, and I'll probably just, you know, give money to the, you know, to that person.
Yeah.
I will say, if I had all that money, probably the first thing I would do is, you know, put it to the side. I would let my, you know, give it to my mom, you know, and, you know, all that stuff. I'll be like, you know, take it. But I would buy myself a house.
Right. Yeah.
That would be like the goal, you know, a house. I was paying to finish paying for the car, and then I would get another car.
Yeah.
So I would have cars, you know, one what? And then the other. And then, I mean, the possibilities are, you know, I would probably, and then I would plan, I would plan a whole bunch of family vacations, because if I'm quitting my job, everybody's probably quitting their job as well.
Right, yes, they're looking
and
for
then
you
we're just,
to make sure that you take care of them.
Up and out of school, and nobody has a job. I mean, but, with our family, we could supply ourselves with $430 million.
Right.
Each family gets $100 million. We'll have a great life.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody has a house, you know, and we would just go on vacation every month.
Exactly.
Oh, that $100 million gonna go by real quick.
Yeah, but no, I don't.
We're gonna be in Vail, Colorado, in the mountains.
Right.
Every weekend.
Every weekend. But we would literally be able to travel. We would probably be able to travel. We would be able to go anywhere. Christmases? We're not staying in Texas. What? Texas.
Desi, you gonna pay for all this? Desi say she gonna take her winnings and make sure every year.
We would all, I would say, look, if I give you the money, we would all have to go on a family vacation at least once a month.
Yes.
And I will say, if somebody in the family made that kind of money and was dispersing out gifts, the way our family operates, most of them actually would turn that, they're going to flip that money some way, either stocks and bonds, a business, something. The other half is definitely going to be wasting. But that's okay. That's all right. Jessie's got plenty to go. She's got $450 million.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, that's the first thing I would do. I would give me a house, you know, put money to the side for, you know, college and all that stuff. And then I would definitely, you know, I would definitely take us somewhere to, like, Dubai or, like, some type of, we would go somewhere and just go for, like, a month. If I had that kind of money, my mom would definitely quit her job. My dad would quit his job. Like, they'll probably take it from me. I'll probably tell where the money was. I'll be like, hey, Mom. She'll be like, look, just take this $10,000 and, you know, just spend it on whatever. But I guess just, like, it's so crazy because, you know, that's a lot of money. So I think even if we blew it, we would only blow, like, I mean, maybe a couple million.
Even if you blew a million or two, I mean, come on. You know, that's nothing.
Right.
You know, you can buy me a couple wedding dresses and a couple weddings and a couple different locations with that, Des.
I could.
You could.
Everybody's like, look, the wedding is next week. If you can't make it, too bad. We're going to Dubai. Like, wait a minute, what? The wedding is next week. I got my dresses. If y'all can't go, too bad. I'm celebrating. I'm going on my honeymoon after that. Y'all won't see me
right.
for about 3 months. Don't ask for me. Don't call me. Don't text me.
Listen, and after you
I'm
tell them all that, tell them. Listen, after you tell them all that, just tell them. And by the way, my special guests at the wedding are Chris Brown and Beyonce. Deuces.
Oh, you can talk to Beyonce. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, if you had that kind of money, say we'll be like, we'll get Beyonce. It's like, hey, you want this? Sure, take it. You need a flight? Perfect. You need this?
Oh, you're going to have to pay for her. You're going to have to pay for her and her crew. She's going to be at least a $500,000 to get anywhere. She's going to be at least a $500,000. Yeah.
That's
no joke.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least. Tiffany Haddish was – did I tell y'all? I don't think I told y'all. I think I may have told CP.
Ooh.
This is not a joke. This is like for real. So when me and TJ first started dating, you know, we got on the conversation of, you know, your type, what your type is. And he was like, oh, man, you know, man, I'm a crush. Who you think is really pretty, a crush, celebrity-wise? And he was like, oh, man, I like Tiffany Haddish. And I say, you like what? Now, what he didn't know is prior to that, him saying that, I love Tiffany Haddish, okay? But as soon as he said that, I was like, Tiffany Haddish, who? You know, and so he was like, wait, no. He changed his mind real fast. He saw my face. He was like, no, you, baby, you the most beautiful. I don't even like nobody like that. You know, we were laughing. Oh. You know, we were laughing about it. So a couple of months ago, right after he proposed, which was like last month, it seems like a couple months ago. Goodness gracious, that was just a month ago. I was like, man, what can I get? You know, I like big surprises. I like doing stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get Tiffany Haddish. So I started reaching out to people and, you know, some of the team members and seeing, hey, what's the price tag on this? And they were like, you got a budget for Tiffany? And I was like, I got a budget, man. Talk to your girl. Come on, it's getting right? Getting we got the budget. And they were like, okay, cool. It's going to be $200,000 to $250,000 plus the team. I was like, this is what we're going to do, okay? We don't have the budget for the wedding, but we're going to save Tiffany Haddish for a concert or something, okay?
Yeah.
Because I ain't using my whole wedding budget for Tiffany Haddish. Now, I love you, Tiff, but I'm not doing it.
$250,000?
Yeah, uh-huh, plus the team. So whatever team she comes, I'd have to pay for all of their meals and travel and expenditures and riders and all of that good stuff. Riders are things such as they need special bottled water, anything they need special to have special. They want a special sheets on the bed. They want to stay in a special hotel. They need special accommodations. They only drink Dasani water. They only drink blah, 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 right? All of that. That's what the rider is for, right? To kind of go over all the special things that they may need, right? That's called a rider. So we get the rider, and then depending on how they operate, each team member may need have their own specific rider. Usually it doesn't go that way. It's usually just the main artist, but I've seen it happen where you've got the band members that have their own riders too, you know, so, yep.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Well, this is the time where you put your Cash App in, and maybe one of my listeners can pay for it.
There you go. Boom, Cash out. Kia D79. Put the dollar bill in front of that sign. Kia D79.
Hey, all right. Well, y'all support. We're going to get a hashtag going that says, Futrells want Tiffany Haddish on Instagram. Maybe it's construction. She might do it for a cheaper price.
You know what? She might come. She might come out for free. You know, I like free. She might just be in town and might just so happen to stop by. You never know. Absolutely.
You never, ever know. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay.
Now, somebody else that I would love.
Oh, go ahead.
Would you say that?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say somebody else that I would love to have at the wedding is Snoop Dogg.
Ooh. Huh.
Yeah, I'm a big Snoop Dogg fan. He's going to be about $50,000 potentially, you know. So, you know, he probably end up getting $200,000, too. I'm sorry. If he's in town, he might be $50,000. If he's got to travel, he's going to be about $200,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's good to catch people when they're in town, right? Hey, slide by. Slide through, you know. But you never know who's going to be here until people start planning events. And, of course, the wedding is next year. Who do you think Tamaja, T. Montana, and M. Moody might want for their wedding? What celebrity do you think they might want to see? DaBaby? Or what's the other rapper that's from Dallas?
It's kind of canceled right now.
Yeah, I just heard. So, I heard about DaBaby.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody what happened with that? Because everybody may not know what happened with DaBaby.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to say it the best I can. So he was at this big festival in Miami. There's a big festival. It either happened last week or it was like 5 days. So last week for 5 days, there was this, or this past week for 5 days. It was last weekend into a little bit of this week. There was a concert, this big music festival called Rolling Loud, you know, due to the pandemic, you know, they didn't have it last year. So So, you know, they're coming real strong this year. And if y'all go look at some of the pictures of Rolling Loud, baby, not nobody had on a nary mask that was actually distancing. It's just, you know, baby, that Delta variant was there. And, you know, I had to say it was there, clear and present. There was, like, there was, you had to zoom in. And they were like, they took a screenshot, and there was one person wearing a mask. It was, you know, the regular blue mask. And
wow.
I was like, it might be
the
hot.
Lone Ranger.
It's Florida. So, you know, he was like, it might be hot. I might feel like I'm about to pass out because, you know, it's general admission, so there's no seats. So there's people, you know, in front of, like, there might be stuff, like, there's a lot of people, you know, resting on each other's chest. If somebody pushes you, everybody's going down. It's like one of those really, really big crowds. It's like,
wow,
150,000 people there. So yeah. Anyways, so DaBaby, he's a big rap artist. You know, if you you've probably heard some of his songs. I'm not gonna rap them because most of them are explicit. But he sings, you know what I want? Good. I'm young CEO. Sure. Yeah. And he always goes, you know, he goes, DaBaby. He goes, yeah. And he's, you know, little ad-libs and stuff. He's just one of the really big rappers. So basically, he said some really off-the-wall comments. So he was in the middle of his, you know, set. He was headlining for the night. So he was one of the biggest, he was, like, basically the biggest artist of the night. So, he, like, it was his performance was, like, really anticipated and, you know, a lot of people were there. And so in the middle of his performance, he was like, put your light in the air if you don't have HIV or AIDS. And then he said, put your light in the air. He said some, like, other comments, but they were a little explicit. But he said, you know, if you're not about to die from HIV or AIDS in 2 weeks, you know, put your lights in the air, you know, all this stuff. And so a lot of people got offended because, you know, it's just, well, one, it was really random. It's like, what would make you even say that? But a lot of people, it was just, you know, it became an issue online because, you know, there's so many people that are living with HIV and or AIDS. And, you know, let's say they are fighting for their lives, you know, like, that's not funny. And, you know, that's, I don't want to say funny because he didn't make a joke out of it. He just wasn't taking it lightly and he was, you know, spreading misinformation. So on Twitter, Instagram, social media, you know, everybody, you know, was obviously reacting bad to it, you know, as they should. And so he was kind of doubling down on the comments and, you know, and kind of just made, you know, things worse for himself. And so basically what happened was he was getting dropped, you know, that he gets paid to, you know, go to these, you know, festivals, you know, as all the artists are. I mean, that's all the artists do. And so there's a lot of festivals coming up, you know, later in the year, and, you know, even though they shouldn't be. There's, you know, different, like, I think there's one called the Governor's Ball in New York. Lollapalooza is, I believe it was this week or it's still going on. There's, you know, there's just as the year is, you know, going on, there's music festivals, and he's getting dropped. So he's losing money. And they, I don't know how much they're paying him, but I mean, it's a lot of money. He had a sponsorship with Boohoo, which is a clothing brand similar to like Fashion Nova, or like, you know, Pretty Little Thing. They have like a men's collection. So they have, you know, Boohoo Man or Boohoo Men. He had a collection with them and they dropped all that. So he's losing money now. And so people are upset because he finally made an apology, and he said, you know, I'm sorry, but at first he was doubling down, like, saying, okay, y'all aren't understanding me, and he's like, y'all are reacting bad. And I was listening to a video while I was driving to work, and there was this one man on Hollywood Unlocked, and he said, you can't be mad about the way people react to things. Like, I know you want freedom of speech because that's what he was kind of doubling down on. He was like, you know, this is what I said. I'm not going back on what I said. This is freedom of speech. This is, you know, this is my, you know, part of the show. This is my show. I should be able to say whatever I want. He's just like, well, if it's mean or condescending or rude, you can't be upset with how somebody reacts to something. Because, like, just because you said it and, you know, you are free to say anything you want, yes, but you can't be upset because you didn't get the response that, you know, he wanted. And, I mean, it was just really, I mean, I listened to it over and over, and I'm like, it just, it's weird, like, what he said. I don't think, low-key, he kind of wasn't making sense, because it's like, what? Like, if you have HIV or AIDS, like, that's not something, you know, that's a, I mean, obviously there are people that are living with it, but it's not like, you know, there's new technology and medicine and things that you can, you know, do to, you know, fight it off or even, you know, have it not be detectable so you can, you know, spread it to where you can't spread it. I apologize. And so it was just the comments that he made were really insensitive, and they were a lot of people in the LGBTQ plus community were very upset. But it's just like, you don't have to be, you know, you can be gay or straight and still have AIDS. You can, you know, a lot of people are, you know, they get AIDS from, they probably got AIDS from maybe being raped, and, you know, their rapist, you know, had, you know, a disease, and now they have the disease, and now they're living with the disease, and obviously it's not their fault, or, you know, just different things like that. So it's just, it's real unfortunate. I think that's why, you know, or I know that's why people were upset. It was just, it was one, it was random, it was unnecessary. It had nothing to do with the song that he was playing or anything like that, but it was just, it was a little insensitive, because it's just like, if somebody has a, you know, a life-threatening disease, excuse me, it's not, you know, again, due to modern medicine, it's not, it doesn't always have to be life-threatening. It's kind of like a case-by-case scenario, but it was just, his comments were just real offensive, and they were just, you know, misinformational. He was just, he was really just, you know, spewing at the mouth, saying whatever, just not thinking. So, yeah, I'm sorry if that's a bad one for him. But, yeah. Yep. He was just.
Wow.
I was trying to talk about it. I just wanted to, I know when it comes to HIV and AIDS, it's not something that I'm 100% educated on. I know it does affect a lot of people in the Black community, no matter if you are gay or straight, or, you know, a part of the LGBTQ plus community or not. But it's just, I know it's something that affects our community. And so I know he said, you know, some things, but I'm like, man, Lord, let me, you know, before I go saying something on the show, I wanted to make sure, you know, I researched it. I did a little bit of research. I didn't do as much as I should have because, you know, other things were, you know, happening during the week. But, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I had to babysit a whole baby, I mean, for 5 hours and take her to the duck pond and save her life from jumping in. I mean, you were pretty busy.
Oh, my gosh. That was crazy. She was like, well, because we had bread. And, you know, I was trying to throw it in, and, you know, I threw it in. And I said, and I was holding her hand. I was like, so now you throw it. And she'd go, oh, and it would, you know, go maybe like, you know, 2 feet in front of her. And so she would grab it, and then she would run. And I would be like, no. And I just like, oh, look. I said, no, don't run. And I said, because I said, remember, I said, don't get close to the water. And she's like, okay. I'm like, Lord, I said, girl, you cannot drown on me. I'm not going to be able to save you.
Yeah,
but she both been drowned,
and it doesn't affect us. That's funny, Mom. I'm glad you were paying attention. Oh, man, that's funny. Well, Destiny, I will say, you know, the baby at this stage in his game, he should understand. We can't really understand. We really shouldn't say what people should understand. But he should understand he has a platform, right? He should have people in his life. He should be paying people. He has enough money to pay PR and marketing people to help lead and guide it's him
PR.
Through this kind of situation.
Right.
But if you got a PR team that's a bunch of naysayers that you done hired and they really don't know what they're doing, excuse me, a bunch of yaysayers that whatever you say goes, boss. Yes, sir, whatever you say goes, boss. That's not going to work. You know, you got to have people who are going to shield you from this kind of thing, you know. But at the end of the day, the baby is one of those artists that, again, like he's doing right now, ah, man, like you said, like specifically, you know, I stand by what I said, but it's okay to stand by what you say. Just realize that, again, people are going to react to the things that you say. So you have to be very careful about those things that you said. And what he said sounds as if it was extremely hurtful. I mean, I can tell it was. It was extremely hurtful. Those comments were hurtful because you never know why somebody, you know, has what situation, why they're in that situation. And so everybody
right.
has exactly. to be, people have to be mindful of that, especially if you have a platform. You can't be walking around reckless. Now, some people do things for publicity. Some people do things because they don't even think twice. Some, you know, you're just talking reckless. You be talking reckless with your homeboys. Now you on stage. Forget kind of where you at and go into the same, you know. So that's just like if a white person accidentally says the N-word, you know. I mean,
that's like, whoa.
Using it in a natural, because they just talking in their natural tonality, and all of a sudden they throw that out there, and you're like, oh, okay, this is how you talk at home. And so this is how he is. And so I understand why those sponsors are pulling away. Though their money is tied to this man. Their brand is tied to this man, meaning their money is tied to this man. And if he's going down, they said, oh, we're not going down.
Right. A lot of people said that I was looking at Fox Soul, and one of their commentators, he was saying that he said the NAACP or some organization, what kind of organization is the NAACP? It's a
nonprofit organization. What do you
mean? Nonprofit, for the culture. I guess I don't want to say a black organization, but I guess a historically black people of color organization. He was saying that the NAACP or, you know, these music execs, because there was a bigger conversation, not just about, you know, the baby. He kind of sparked a bigger conversation about how, you know, there's, you know, and within our black community, like, we have so much damaging music, like damaging as
right.
in, like in our, like with rap or it's just not positive. It's not as uplifting, and it's just like it's not, you know, building us up. It's tearing us down. And I know sometimes you know, it's cool, you know, because if you have a cool beat behind anything, you can rap anything, you know. Like Doja Cat, she said, I'm a cow. But that beat in the back was jamming, and the way she was riding on that beat, it's just like people were saying, I'm a cow, move. People, I remember when
right.
I got hit, what in the world is this? And it's just like people. I sound like my mom. Anyways, but like my mom, I love 21 Savage, but my mom, she hates the song, How many times are you gonna cry? A lot. How many times are you gonna die? A lot. A lot. And my
mom
was like,
yes,
like,
can't
stand
it.
It's killing my brain cells.
Yes.
It's like, people
listen
to this. And, you know, I mean, I know so many generations probably talk, you know, the same rhetoric about, you know, Tupac and Biggie and, you know, or even, you know, Ja Rule and 50 Cent and, you know, T-Pain, you know, just the early 2000s, 90s rappers. You know, the older generation probably said the same thing about them. But I know specifically with their music, it wasn't as demeaning as it is now. And I definitely think social media plays a part, too, because it's just like, you know, you can, you know, some famous person can, you know, play a song, you know, while they're, you know, getting dressed or something, or, you know, showing off an outfit, and then boom, next morning it has 50 million views and it's on the top of the charts, and, you know, that person's life has changed forever, and, you know, all that stuff. But
right,
I think it started the bigger, I'm sorry, going back to the bigger conversation. So one of the commentators on Fox Soul said there needs to be, the NAACP needs to, like, have a conversation with these big music execs, and there just needs to be a change in our music of, like, you know, talking about, because, you know, even though DaBaby said those, you know, harsh comments, it's like, why aren't y'all pulling the plug on, you know, other artists that have said racist things or
you know, other homophobic things, but maybe they're of a different race. So it's, I don't know if it's just, you know, they brush it to the side or, you know, they're, you know, abused women, because even though sometimes, you know, some artists produce great music, some of them, you know, they're beating their, you know, girlfriend upside the head, and, you know, the information is out there, but it's just, you know, it's kind of gets slipped under the rug, and, you know, just separating, even though some people can separate, you know, the man from the music or, you know, the woman from the music, sometimes it's just like, yeah, but if you're, you know, if you're beating up, you know, your girlfriend or your significant other, you know, that's not okay. You know, abusing anybody isn't okay at all. So, you know, that's the bigger conversation of, you know, telling these artists to, you know, not, I guess not make better music, but I guess make, you know, just more, you know, music with less violence, you know, and less, less derogatory, like, terminology and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that,
you know,
I don't know, it's going to take time, but.
You know, I was thinking, it's so interesting that you're talking about this, because just yesterday I was watching this thing about Aaliyah. You know, they've got a lot of new information out about Aaliyah's death and the events surrounding her death. Aaliyah is somebody, she's a musical artist that I grew up, literally fell in love with her. I always thought I was her. You know how you become that person? For you, it was Justin Bieber. You were his girlfriend. You loved Justin Bieber, you know. For me, it was Aaliyah. I was her. I was Aaliyah. My name was Nakia. Her name was Aaliyah. I was like, we got to be sisters. We look alike. I mean, it was, you know, so when she died, it was so traumatic for me. A lot of people, when Tupac died, completely traumatized them. You know, Aaliyah's death was very traumatic for me. So I've been looking at a lot of different things about surrounding her death, so on and so forth. And one of the songs they started playing was Back, Forth and Forth. You remember that song? It was simple.
I love that
go
song.
Back,
I love
back,
playlist.
Forth and forth.
I listen to
back,
it every
back.
Friday.
Listen.
I'm ready.
Yes. That is music. That's what we grew up on. And so now, unfortunately, for the generation that's under me and coming up under you and so on and so forth, their music is that shit. Excuse my French. You know what I'm saying? That's the song. That's the name of the song. You know, that S-H-I-T. You know, and so this is what they're growing up with. That's their thing. Ours, back, forth, and forth. That was us. Them, completely different. Hands on my knees, shaking hands on my thigh. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees. I mean, we just, it's the hands on the knees.
Oh, my goodness.
No shade, because
yeah,
the beat be dropping. The beat be dropping. And that's how we get hooked. Because that beat, once it drops, and it's like, oh, yeah, I had to tell Riley, because, you know, there's a couple of artists that are, you know, they're devil worshipers, and you can tell in their music. And I'm like, listen, I don't want you listening to that. And we've had a conversation. We've been talking about this one particular artist for a very long time. And I actually love one of his songs, Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah.
Old Town Road. We have played it here. We played Old Town Road on the radio network for a minute.
Yeah.
And then once I found out what he actually was representing, I was like, oh, no. So what we're not going to do is we're not going to play that music on the network. We're not going to play it on our earphones. We're not going to listen to it and let it resonate, because I don't – we're going to stop that right here. And Riley understands, like, that we – and this is the reason why we can't listen to it, because if we begin to repeat the things that they're saying and repeating, you know, it's going to become a part of us. I said, so you think God is going to be pleased with those words, but it's just a song and it's just a beat. Right. But do you think that God is going to be pleased with you saying it, even though you just saying it would have been, you know, you got to make it make sense, you know, to a child, especially if they understand the power of God. Riley, she's still in the learning process, but she understands, and it means a lot to her, you know what I'm saying, to be right. And so, and of course, we talked about other reasons why as well, you know what I'm saying. If you're telling me all day if you're sitting around talking about drugs and money and cars. You think that's not going to want what you don't want to be a part of that? That's what
right,
you're going to
exactly.
want to be a part all day long. So those things that you think about are the things that you – so if you're sitting around talking and thinking about his songs, then that's what's going to be a part of you. So we're going to shut that down before it even, you know, before it even resonates into – but she made me – she was like, Mama, I need you to watch his video. I need you to watch – she made me watch his videos. And I was like, you know, I'm going to watch this video on your behalf because – she wanted me to watch it. It was a reason why she wanted me to watch it. And I'm glad she made me watch this video. In this video, CP, they had naked men. Naked men. And she told me, Mama, she said, I'm never going to watch it again. She said, but I just need you to understand who this artist really is. And I was like, I know who the artist is. You ain't got to tell me who the artist is. And I was like, no, she was like, no, but I just need you to know. And I was like, okay.
Right.
And she made me watch it. And the video consisted of naked men. Just like you have women who are half naked in a video, you had
right.
men completely naked
what?
In a video. They were completely naked. Completely naked. And so Riley, of course, said she's not going to watch it. She did promise she's not going to listen to his music. She's not even enticed. She's like, hey, I don't even want to. Because she's like, And, of course, T Smiley told her, you know, a lot of times if you rewind it backwards, the message is clear. If you rewind that whole song, some of those songs, not rewind them backwards, if you listen to them backwards, you'll hear the demonic stuff right there, whatever they were saying, you know.
Really?
So, I haven't had the opportunity to confirm any of that, so that's allegedly, but, yeah. I have not confirmed any of that. But, yeah, so, I mean, you got to be careful about what your children put into their brains. DB, I did not mean to take over your show with that, but that is, you know, definitely, you know, a big piece. You know, as parents, we have to be strong enough to say, no, you're not going to listen to that. You're not going to, and it's okay to do that. Mm. A lot of people, as parents, sometimes you feel like you don't have the quote-unquote authority to say that. No, you have the authority. You have the authority to say that, and you got to start saying it now. Don't wait till it's too late. Start saying it now. Put your foot down. Don't let that, if you don't want that music playing, that particular music or that song, you might want to meet them halfway. So she can listen to the music, but she can't listen to the particular artists that are specifically talking about worshiping devils. Like, this is what they, like, it's not allegedly, that's what they're about. Lil Nas X specifically says this is his thing, you know, worshiping the devil. And let me tell you, his followers did not, you know, didn't really decline once he came out as gay and as a devil worshiper. Like some of these young kids really don't understand.
Right. Yeah. They just know it sounds good to the ear, and then they may not even understand. But once those words come out and they get embedded in your head, people sometimes think that stuff doesn't, but it does. It gets embedded in your head, then you begin to think like they do. And you
begin
to think, oh, that's right. You know, that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I prefer that way of living. Oh, yeah, I want to be like them, you know.
Yep, and then all of a sudden you're talking about suicide is good. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Let's do it, guys. Mm. And then all of a sudden they talking about let's kill ourselves together in my next video song. Everybody, we're going to do it together.
Oh,
I mean, you know, you have to watch who your children are following, period, point blank.
Right.
You don't know those people.
Yes.
They just artists.
Yeah.
You don't know them.
Yeah.
You can't leave it up to the music to raise your children. We cannot do that.
Exactly.
We can't leave it up to the school district and the teachers. We don't know these people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And it's just, well, specifically for Lil Nas X, I was a fan of his. I mean, I don't want to say a big fan, but, like, I like some songs. And then, because I guess it's just, like, it was more, I mean, well, if you listen to, he did an interview. He was like, if you listen to Old Town Road, like, that's not a kid's song. I mean, it was a kiddie beat. But if you really listen to the song, it's not really a kiddie song. He said, oh, my gosh. It was one, I mean, I've heard the song so many times. but it's like one verse where he talks about cheating on his girlfriend or something. I mean, it's not like, I don't want to say it's not a big deal because cheating is bad, but I guess like to the kid's ear, it's not as bad as, you know, the other things that he says. And I will say in his music, when you listen to the lyrics, like he had a song called Rodeo, and it was like, Rodeo, please don't let me go. I mean, I don't know what it was about, but it wasn't any, like, suggestive, like, demonic or, like, weird lyrics. So, I was listening to it, I was like, it was a cute little song and had, like, a cute little beat and stuff. But when he came out with the specific song you're talking about, it's called Call Me By My Name, and it's about him, I believe he said it was about him being in love with this guy. And so the reason he created the music video, like he created the music video to get a reaction. Like he didn't just create it to, you know, like it was, I guess if you would call it a publicity stunt, it was that. Like he wanted people to talk about it. When I saw the video, it was weird. And then I saw him in the video, there's a clip of him, like, on a stripper pole, and he's, like, going to hell. And he's giving, like, the devil, like, a lap dance. And I turned it off. I was like, oh, absolutely not. I said, okay, he's drawn the line, personally for me. And even people that, even some people that didn't even believe in God, I think everybody knows morally there's a line. And I think he crossed the line, and I think, just in my personal opinion, for me, he just crossed the line in my book. I was like, okay, yeah, everything doesn't have to, I understand this, you know, as an artist, there's, you know, it's hard to be different and original. I feel like he was very original with Old Town Road. Again, I know it's not like a kiddie song. But, I mean, he did perform it at an elementary school, like, and it was very, I don't even want to say kid-like. It was, It wasn't, you know, it wasn't explicit. It wasn't, you know, crazy, suggestive lyrics. And even, like, his first album or his EP or whatever, his first, you know, musical project, it wasn't, I didn't listen to all the songs, but most of the songs, you know, weren't very, devil suggestive, secular suggestive, or like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I guess, hopefully I'll understand what I'm trying to say, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't not palatable for everybody. Like, it wasn't, you know, Old Town Road, even though it's not, you know, the familiest of songs, it was like a family song. People played it at school dances. He performed it at a middle school. Kids were in love with that song. So, it was just when he started doing things now, I don't think he ever, once he came out as, you know, being gay, I think that's when he started doing more suggestive things, and that to him, that was just living his truth. Hey, you can do that all you want. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I mean, it was just, it's different. Obviously, it's something that we've never seen. But, I mean, there's probably so many other artists that have probably wanted to do that, and he's just the first, especially when it comes to rap, because rap is so, you know, men, very aggressive, very, and I'm not saying his music isn't aggressive, but like, you know, very aggressive, very masculine, very, tough, macho man. And so for him to come in and be like, I'm gay and I'm living my truth and this is how I decide to express myself, it's very kind of cultural to some. Mm. And it's very, liberating for others. Some people, you know, a lot of kids look up to him and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, he's gay and he's expressing himself however he wants and, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah. But,
wow.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's how, you know, some people like it, some people don't. He definitely crossed the line in my book. I think when he officially crossed the line is when he was selling some shoes around the time the music video and the song Call Me By My Name was, you know, the crazy video came out. He released this shoe, and it was it had 666 on the shoe, and it had a drop of blood in the shoe. And I don't know if it was
no.
blood, but, like, you know, he was marketing it and all that stuff, and it sold out quick because, you know, there's obviously, you know, crazy people that want that kind of shoe. Oh, you know, they just buy it because, I mean, you know, all that
stuff. It
looked like it was a regular Nike Air Max black shoe, but he actually ended up getting sued for it because I think it's called, like, something, I think it was some infringement. So, because Nike didn't allow him to, he basically used the Nike sign to, like, or he Nike to promote it, but Nike was like, we are not attached to this.
That's bold. And let me just say this, the fact that he put blood in every pair, in every shoe, is like, first of all, whose blood is it?
That's personally when I crossed the line, and, you know, people, he's been, like, you know, making TikToks about it. He was like, you know, funny little, you know, funny TikTok. He's like, you got caught on Monday because you sold, you know, you were trying to sell these, you know, Nike shoes. Because basically they're like the Air Max shoe, and they have, you know, the, you know, 666 and the one drop of human blood. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's legal to sell. I mean, I don't know what these days. Everything is just crazy now, but it's just. I don't know. It's just crazy.
Wow. It is.
But I think when he did that, I was like, okay, you're insane. Like, this is like, you know, this is next level. I guess it's just like, there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself, but it's just like, I guess it's just like, what was the point of that? And then it's just like, you didn't think you were going to get sued from Nike? What?
Like,
that's just a bad business decision on your part. Like,
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's been a great show. Thank you, Miss CP. Thank you, Kia D. Thank you, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Great show.
Great show. I know it was a little long. But yeah, y'all, next week is my last show before I go back to school. I go back to school either that Saturday or that Sunday. And then if I do a show that Friday, then hopefully I can do it with my roommate. Y'all get to meet my roommate.
All right.
So, yeah, again, thank you guys so much. I'm going to pray out real quick, and we're going to, you know, I'll see y'all next week. All right. God, thank you so much for just allowing us to have this great show, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for just allowing me to have conversation with Miss CP and Miss Kia D. God, we thank you for each and every listener that is on the line, Lord, and we pray that we have a great tax-free weekend and we have a great rest of our week, God. God, we know that some kids are starting school this week, Lord, and that have started school this week, God. God, continue to keep them and protect them, God, and we pray for all of the nurses and patients and the essential workers out there, Lord, that are fighting that are helping to fight COVID, God, and that are providing essential work to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good night, everybody.
Again, thank you for my callers. Thank you to each and every one of my listeners. I love you guys. It's been a great Friday, and I'll see you on the next one. Love y'all.
Okay. Bye. Love y'all.
Peace.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.